Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I was looking in my account and I saw a charge from this company, so I was just going to see if I could get some information about the charge on my account for this.
Okay, I couldn't hear you that well, ma'am, if you could just repeat that.
Okay. I was going through my checking account and I saw this business name as a charge on my account. So
Okay, I
I was
can.
just trying to get some details so I could find out
Okay,
what
ma'am.
exactly it was.
Okay, ma'am, I can take a look. First, I'll just need your zip code and then your name.
Okay, it's 87068.
Okay.
And my name is Janelle, Janelle Saavedra,
Okay, I have it here,
Saavedra.
ma'am. Just
Oh,
for
okay.
security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can go over the charge?
Yes, it is 1200 Pearl Court, Bosque Farms, New Mexico, 87068.
Okay.
And it was in the amount of $49.98, I believe.
One moment. And I do see a charge here for $49.98. And this is coming from, let's see, our meal planner app, ByteSub. And I also see where you've came across our advertisement through.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
You were charged for our subscription. It's a meal planner app. It's named ByteSub. And I see you've came across our advertisement through a contest entry for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And
Oh,
according
yes,
to the
I did a survey for that.
Yes, ma'am. And according to the terms and conditions, and also the email that was sent after the entry was placed, it did state in order to be eligible for a chance to win, you would automatically be enrolled, which is a $50 monthly rate. But if you're willing to try the subscription, we could offer you a $20 monthly rate on your second rebill.
Wow, I was not aware that I signed up for any of this. It was a survey and I was claiming a gift. So is
Oh
there any
yes.
way to cancel out of this?
Oh yes, ma'am, I can cancel. But with this subscription, you would be given a meal plan to cut sugars and carbs out your daily intake.
No, I'm not interested at all. I assumed I was winning a survey contest for filling out this survey. I was not aware that I was signing up for a meal
Okay.
plan.
Okay, understandable. Let's see. I'm just gonna go ahead and cancel the subscription now. And you should also receive a cancellation email within 24 hours.
Okay, perfect. Will that go ahead and dismiss the charges and credit it back to my account?
Well, with an early cancellation, ma'am, you would receive a partial amount of 75% on that charge. So 75% would be refunded with an early cancellation.
Okay, even though this literally just happened a few hours ago, I'm not going to be refunded.
One moment, I'm just going to take a look to see if I can void the charge because I see the charge is still pending.
Yes, it is.
Okay, one moment.
Thank
Do you
you.
mind if I put you on a brief hold?
No, not at all.
All right. Okay, sorry for that hold, ma'am. So I was able to process that refund, but there would still be a $5 non-refundable setup fee due to an early cancellation.
Okay, so I will just be charged $5, not the $50.
Yes, ma'am. Because usually we're not able to process the full refund once you're already enrolled in the subscription, but with early cancellations, we are able to extend the partial amount. And the most I could do was the $5 charge along with the refund. So you should be receiving, let's see, $44.89 back on your cart within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so it's going to take the $50 out and then refund $45?
Well, ma'am, the charge is already processed. I've tried avoiding it, and the charge was processed. So
okay.
When I was given the ability to refund it, the most I could refund was $44.89.
Okay. Okay, I'll take. Okay, that's much better than 75%. So.
Okay, ma'am, is there anything else I can do for you? Because you should also receive a cancellation email within 24 hours.
Okay. No, you thank you so much for helping with me this matter, and I guess I'm not going to be taking any more surveys anymore.
Well, I would just recommend reading over the terms. Any further charge you may be unaware of would be located in the terms and conditions.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a nice evening. I appreciate your help.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye.